Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and this is day 39 of the Lenten series of readings and meditations that I've prepared for you all. Today I'm going to read one of Khalil Gibran's beautiful prose pieces from The Prophet, and this one is titled On Time. You would measure time the measureless and the immeasurable. You would adjust your conduct and even direct the course of your spirit according to hours and seasons. Of time you would make a stream upon whose bank you would sit and watch its flowing. Yet the timeless in you is aware of life's timelessness and knows that yesterday is but today's memory, and tomorrow is today's dream, and that that which sings and contemplates in you is still dwelling within the bounds of that first moment which scattered the stars into space. Who among you does not feel that his power to love is boundless? And yet, who does not feel that very love, though boundless, encompassed within the center of his being, and moving not from love thought to love thought, nor from love deeds to other love deeds? And is not time, even as love is, undivided and spaceless? But if, in your thought, you must measure time into seasons, let each season encircle all the other seasons. And let today embrace the past with remembrance, and the future with longing. Khalil Gibran was born on January 6, 1883, in Bishari, Lebanon. Khalil Gibran was a writer and poet, whose most famous book, The Prophet, achieved cult status in the United States. The book of essays grew in popularity during the 1930s, and found a particular resurgence in the counterculture movement of 1960s America. He was also a prolific artist. Gibran's works, written in both Arabic and English, are full of lyrical outpourings and express his deeply religious and mystical nature. In 1928, he published Jesus, the Son of Man. Gibran died in New York City on April 10, 1931. If you're not familiar with his book, The Prophet, I commend it to you with all my heart. It's a book of beautiful writings and thoughts, and it's meant a great deal to me for many years. Thank you.